Darwin Dies heißt der Mann, der da ist. Hi, Darwin.
Hello.
Darwin Dies ist in Deutschland unterwegs, ist gerade auf Tour mit seinem dritten Album. Und das dritte Album heißt Double Down. And on the cover of your album, there's a cake.
Yeah.
A cake with a nice cake with a lot of cream and sugary flowers on top.
Yeah.
But then there's the fist punching right into the cake. What's that supposed to say?
You don't like cakes? I don't know. I just thought it was a cool image. My friend who made the art, it's an image that she had. It's sort of based on an image she had made before, and I just loved the way it looked. It sort of represents both, you know, soft and happy, but also like angry and sort of, you know, underneath the surface, there's like anger and stuff in the image. I just like the image.
But you don't seem to be angry.
No, but I am.
Yeah? Inside?
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of anger management, that the cover.
It's just an expression. Yeah, it's just an expression of anger as well as an expression of, like, joy. Cakes are for happy times, right?
You've been in Germany a few times, you just told me. Is there anything you would like to take home from Germany?
Besides Fumiko?
Yeah, besides Fumiko. Fumiko, I gotta explain. Fumiko is our... ist eine Redakteurin von uns.
Fumiko Pandora Mercedes.
Yeah, that's her full name. Fumiko Pandora Mercedes. Why you want to take her home?
No reason.
Of course not. But you've been to Munich before.
Yeah.
And you just told me that you met a girl there.
I met a girl here, yeah, like 5 years ago. And we were lovers for some time and now we're friends.
Ja, also Leute, es kann passieren, dass ihr in der Crowd steht bei Darwin Dies und dann plötzlich hinter der Bühne seid und ihr Darwin auch kennenlernt. Kommt aber erst selten vor, hat er mir eben schon erzählt. I just told it happens very seldom that you meet people backstage that you fall in love with.
Well, not that seldom, I guess once every couple of years.
Well, it's one possibility for an artist to meet people, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is.
And you get recognized on the street, right?
Well, not that much. Every now and then in New York, a little bit more often in London, maybe. And I don't know, I haven't been here in a little while, so I don't think I'm going to get too recognized.
But you're pretty special looking.
Yeah, but I don't usually wear my hair in my private life. I actually just wear a hat. I put my hair into a hat, and I put this hood on,
okay.
And I put this other hood on.
Yeah, then it's hard.
Yeah, then you only have the mustache and the eyes to recognize.
And mustache is very, very in now, right now in
Germany.
Yeah,
so I'm camouflaged.
And it's Movember.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's Movember, and in Movember everybody wears a mustache.
For cancer.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You did change your style a bit for the third album. A song for Imaginative Beetle, your second album, was different from your first album. It had different styles and were not typical pop hits, I would say.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would say that too?
I tried. Yeah, I did my best.
But where's the third album between those two albums? Is it a little bit more pop again? Or
it's the synthesis. Hegelian synthesis, you know? You guys all know Hegel.
You gotta explain that.
So, like, the first record... Okay, I'm not a magician. The first record that a band makes is always the best. Let's be honest, right? So that's the best record. That's the thesis. Then the next record was kind of the opposite, as much as I could do in experimentation and just try to make different, you know, a different record just for me so I could feel alive as an artist still, not like a factory. So I made the antithesis in the second record back in 2013. And now this new record is the synthesis. It's sort of in between both records. It's a combination of both records.
Okay, so you liked your second album more than the first, personally?
Well, I liked making the second album, but I think I liked the first one better. I think the first one is better.
Yeah.
Objectively.
Okay. You once said that your label chooses which song of an album becomes a single.
Yeah.
And usually it's not your favorite song on the album, you said.
Yeah.
Did that change?
No.
So still your label chooses what is the hit.
Yeah, because, you know, they put a lot of money, of their own money into it, and they want to do the best they can, you know, and to attract the attention of media and stuff. So it's very sensible. It's whatever. I don't disagree with it. It's just they're not my favorite songs personally always.
Okay, but when you write a song, do you know at some point that's going to be a hit?
No, not totally, not for sure. But I know, like, which ones will stand out compared to the other ones, I think.
Okay, what do you think about Kill Your Attitude?
Well, actually, I didn't think that one would stand out so much. I thought it was more average compared to the other songs on the record.
but your label thought otherwise.
Yeah, I guess they thought it was good for radio. I don't know.
Heute Abend ist Darwin Dees in München im Technikum und spielt Songs von seinem neuen Album. Und seine Deutschlandtour hat er im Internet bei Facebook so angekündigt.
Hi, I'm Darwin Dees. I'm going on tour in Germany.
It's hard to understand. You're talking backwards.
You need the subtitles for that.
Yeah. I tried that on my own once, to speak backwards. It's really hard. How long did you practice that?
You know, the trick is you just have to write it out for yourself phonetically. Just write down what you're going to say backwards, and then you have the cue, and it's very easy.
I tried that. It's not very easy.
Oh, really? Well,
maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm too stupid, yeah. Maybe that's the problem. Someone who obviously likes you in a very special way is someone who created a Facebook account for your hair.
No.
Your curly hair.
Yeah.
Did you see that Facebook account?
I think
account?
I saw that, yeah.
And do you like it?
Oh, sure. I support that, yeah.
So you like that people recognize you because of your hair?
Yeah, that's good. I give annually to the page.
Yeah?
Locks of love. So how to keep it going, you know? It'd be cool if we could have those people in here, you know, on the radio station, you know?
Yeah. What a pity that we didn't invite them.
Maybe another time when I'm not here, they can come and talk about my hair. It's a very interesting subject for...
But you didn't meet that people that...
No. Okay. I have no idea who it is.
I don't know either.
My tax accountant handles that.
Your sound is always a little bit unperfect.
Mm.
You know, that you record your old stuff at home.
Yeah.
On your own. In how far is that sound essential for your sound, that recording at home?
I don't know. It's difficult because I listen to lots of very polished pop songs. I enjoy that kind of music. But I don't know. The main thing for me, I think, is more about the process of making it. I really like to be involved totally in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that means I'm not the best engineer. I'm not the best, you know, studio musician. So it ends up being imperfect because I want to be involved in the process. I don't want to farm any part of it out to another producer. I want to have all the choices. I want to make all the choices on the little micro levels. So it's important. That part's important to me, and then it's less important that it comes out being imperfect.
But could you imagine to record in a big studio and do everything on your own?
I don't, only because it costs too much. I don't think I would ever spend that much money.
Okay, so you like it the way it is?
I don't like to spend a lot of money if I don't have to.
That's clever.
I'm frugal.
There's more money left at the end of the month.
I think it sounds good enough.
Yes.
I mean, we could have spent $10,000 or $15,000 or $30,000. You can spend any amount of money that you want on recording.
But if you like to listen to it, you could say, well, I want a music that sounds perfect.
I know. This is always my mentality when I go into the record. I say, well, okay, you know, no holds barred. You spend whatever you need and make the perfect record, and because it'll last forever, right? But in the same time, it's, you know... Even if it's not perfect, whatever makes it imperfect is also sort of becomes a record, you know? It becomes
a part of you.
A milestone. It becomes, what's the word that's not record? It's like evidence of the time that was happening in reality of in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. This is what I sounded like at that point in time. Like a historical document, you know?
Okay.
So there's always that element to it, too.
And it's absolutely you on the record.
Yeah, I like that about it. But mainly it's because of the process. I want to be in control, total control, and also I don't want to spend a lot of money. So that's the reason why I sound the way I sound.
And you're not angry if anyone says you're a sound geek?
No, that's fine. It's totally, yeah, I recognize how it sounds. I'm aware.
What can we expect tonight in Munich at the Technikum?
Oh my God, we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be
great.
Do you
play the whole new album?
No, we're play a mixture of songs from all three albums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we dance, and we have fun, and drink some beers.
On stage?
Yeah.
Do you need that?
Rock and roll.
To dance?
No.
I need that to dance.
Sometimes it's just water, but yeah, a lot of people need that to dance.
Yeah. It's
Or sing.
It's a little bit, it's not good.
But we're professionals. We're professionals, man.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah.
But not dance professionals.
Well, in a way.
do you train dancing?
You know what? Not the stage dancing, but before I did music, I was a trained tap dancer, step dance.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. Actually, the first time I ever came to Germany to perform when I was 18 years old, I was performing tap dance with my friend Michelle Dorrance.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's just been awarded the MacArthur Genius Grant for her tap dancing. Now she's a real serious tap dancer, but she plays bass in my band sometimes.
You still have any tap dance shoes?
Yeah, I got my shoes at home.
At home, not on stage.
Not on stage. But I was thinking about doing something with Michelle.
Yeah, you should try that once in a while.
Yeah, she's not available to be in the band this year because she's so busy being a genius. Puss.